Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. I'd like to welcome my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great. We got a great guest right now. He's running for committee man here in Broward County. His name is Robert Sutton, a great friend of mine. How are you doing, Bob?
Joe, you know, a little bit of sad news with Dan, but, you know, I appreciate you having me on your show, and I think that if we can do a moment of silence or a moment or a prayer for something for Dan or whatever you want to do, it's your show, but I think we should mention Dan Edmonds.
Yes, we are, and we are mentioning Dan Edmonds. For your listeners that don't know, Dan, a very good friend of mine, we know each other for many years. And same thing with Bob Sutton here. He's part of REC. He was part of the Americans for Trump and many other things, the journalist guy. He introduced me to a lot of different people. He passed away the other day. I believe it was either Friday night, Saturday, or Sunday evening, something of that nature. I think Friday night to Saturday. We got the word Saturday morning. And he was having problems before, but he was a great guy. He'd be surely missed. He's a patriot. Saturday actually was a very rough day for all of us. In fact, this past few weeks, we lost other patriots like David Booth. And then we had Lloyd Marcus, who passed away. And then I got word of Dan Emmons. And those two yesterday. And it's... For me, it's a very hard time for me, and I lost a very close friend. And it was surprised and not surprised, but he, to me, he was someone that gave it all to a lot of things. He was a political expert, and he was a sports fanatic. And I know he's in heaven right now watching Ted Williams play. He would be sorely missed. Anything you want to add, Bob?
Well, Dan was always upbeat, and he was always willing to help. And, you know, he his passion was politics and sports.
You know, this guy here, he bought a bunch of tickets to college games and stuff, and then gave it out to people. And I know for him, with me, he knew I was down a couple of times, and he took me to games to cheer me up and stuff like that. And to me, that's he was really good at that. And, you know, I wish him and I were a little friendlier at the end, but that's something with politics. And I kind of separated myself a little bit with him because I didn't want him to get hurt with the stuff I'm going after Harvey with. So I wanted to separate that. And so because I didn't want to bother with him because he was a great guy.
Politics is definitely a blood sport. And as you know, you and I have been around politics, the arena in Broward for years now. In fact, you may have forgotten this, but you were one of the first people to help me with that Promise program that, you know, I'm a big believer in giving, you know, students second chances academically. But criminally is a totally different story. And in the past year, I've had to go and, you know, testify on behalf of one of my students that was charged with mass murder and another one that was charged with manslaughter. And I really do believe that, you know, the Promise Program is something that sets them up for a little bit of failure further down the road because they feel they can get away with anything. And there again, you know, I'll qualify this. I'm a big believer in second chances academically. But I think criminal behavior needs a lot more interventions to redirect their energy so, you know, teachers like myself aren't being called down to the courthouse for students that are facing manslaughter charges or mass murder charges. Because it is heartbreaking to see your students in orange jumpsuits and handcuffs and shackles. And with that said, Joe, you were the one of the first ones to help me get that Promise Program information out there. So I do thank you for that.
Thank you. And we're still finding it. And one of the things when I was running for sheriff was to make sure that Scott Israel was not sheriff because I got him to double and triple down on bringing the Promise Program back. And when I told him, point right to his face, back, practically I'll assume the virtual stuff, that he had blood on the hands. Ted Victor cut me off at the pierce, but you know, but they got the message. You know,
well, the intentions are good.
To walk off the show.
It's just the intentions are good. Just the direction was bad, and we'll leave it at that one. So, it just it was very heart wrenching to see one of my students like that.
Yeah, it's hard for these kids because you're calling them, and if you're going to do big time felonies, you get punished as an adult. If you're doing an adult crime, you get punished as an adult. You can't have a second chance when you have that. But if it's really penny ante stuff, that's a different story. But I also believe in second and third chances because, you know, I've been doing over the last few years with certain people. And in one case, it's more than second chances. But the thing is,
right.
The thing is, it's kids have to have a foundation, and if you're not punishing the kids for the consequences of their doing, they're always going to think that they're not going to get help with the things in later on, and they're going to escalate the problems.
Yeah.
Robert, did those young men commit that crime, or they just were in the wrong place at the wrong time?
Well, I'm not going to go into all the details, but one was Broward County's largest serial killer in the past probably century, and the other young man was manslaughter charges. And what was sad to me, and I didn't fully understand it back then, they just told me, don't worry about it, Mr. Sutton, I'm going to be okay, they won't do anything to me. And then all of a sudden they find themselves, once they graduate, you know, in an adult criminal system, and it's just it's an interesting concept, and I'm a big believer in second chances, but it has to be done correctly. And academic second chances, I'm all for that. criminal second chances need to be a little more refined, shall we say. Because it was very, very upsetting for me to see one of my students in an orange jumpsuit shackled and handcuffed, and then to receive a call that, you know, one of your students is now the largest serial killer in Broward County. We need you to give some positive testimony. And so there's
wow.
there's a something there that isn't fitting. And, you know, I think, you know, they're trying to do the right thing, but it's giving them the wrong results.
Is that because the parents weren't involved in their child's life?
I couldn't comment on that. I know that, you know, statistically, children are better when they have a, you know, two-parent home.
Okay.
Right.
Now,
you're running
as a committee man here in Broward County.
Yes, my name is on the ballot as a state committee man.
What made you decide to do that?
Mostly it's the candidates in Broward County asking for help. You know, they're reaching out for help, they're reaching out for guidance, and they don't seem to be getting it. And so I do everything I can for, you know, the Republican candidates in Broward County. You know, I try to host events for them. I try to do, you know, little live feeds for them on social media. I'll try to help them raise money. Last night we had a lot of their candidates at an event where we had Matt Gaetz attending. So a lot of the Broward Republican candidates got to meet, you know, Congressman Matt Gaetz, and they were invited to that event, and a lot of them attended. And it's very good for them to hear from someone who has had success as a Republican and discuss strategies on, you know, how do you win your election. And I'm very proud to see the diversity that we have with the state committeeman race. And, you know, you can do your research, but it is a very diverse group that is running for this position.
Yeah, I believe it's the largest group ever to run for that position.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, David Booth was also one of the gentlemen running for state committee man. And yes, it is a large group and a very diverse group.
Yeah, and it's also getting a little nasty. Based on what I'm saying.
I heard the other day that one of the candidates is suing another candidate, you know, for something or other. And I guess that the one that's being sued is getting ready for discovery. And he's doing his research and going back through the history and getting ready for discovery motions or something like that. But I'll let Tim discuss that with you when he's ready, so.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be that
because,
way, that I can
tell you.
Is part of being a committee man is also getting individuals to run into certain seats of in local government?
Well, it would, you know, there again, it would be nice to have, I think Palm Beach has every seat filled with a Republican running. And, you know, it's all of our jobs. It isn't just the state committee man's job. It's every Republican in Broward County should be working to make sure that every seat is filled with a Republican. Now, I understand it's a difficult issue. I've run as a Republican in Broward County, you know, with the chance of winning, you know, about 1%. But in the meantime, you know, you're just going to let them score every time without any you know, any blockage whatsoever. So we as Republicans need to work together and make sure that every seat has a candidate and a Republican candidate in it. So, you know, the one person, it's not fair. It's all of us that have to be doing it.
So would you be working with the when you win? You heard what I just said. When you win.
Eternal optimist, but go ahead.
There you go. When you win, would you be working with the board of REC, or are you just going to work with all the other groups, and including REC, or what are you going to do with REC? Because all this stuff is going on.
I will work with every I will work with every group that is committed to getting Republicans elected. Just as I do
what,
now.
What would you, okay, because right now, you know, what you were saying, by the way, listeners, Mr. Sutton over here, Bob, he was chairman of BRIC, and he had up to close to 400 members. Right now, it's somewhere around 200, maybe a little less than that, I'm not sure. But
well,
we had to own quill.
I will take, we had a good team there. Celeste Ellich, Roger Gingrich, we all worked very, very well together, and we were building an organization in Broward County to elect Republican candidates. That was our sole mission. And we provided venues for them to do events. We helped them with fundraising. We became the you know, third-party voter registration. And we really were a candidate-oriented board. And we still all work together. We're the ones who helped put together the Matt Gaetz event last night, which was extremely successful for all attendees and for Matt Gaetz.
There you go. I know I got a couple of the videos and stuff, which I shared through when I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I always do with your stuff, if you notice.
Well, thank you.
Now,
thank
you
for that.
When you, as person that's running, you're also helping the other candidates, you just said. What do you see?
Yeah, I am actually helping my opponents. My heart goes out to each and every Republican candidate in Broward County, whether they're an opponent of mine or whether they're running for, you know, a seat against the Democrats.
What do you see on, what are the chances, what do you see if there's any good chances in the congressional races? We actually got all the congressional candidates running in all the congressional races this time around, from 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. All of them are covered for the first time that I can remember.
Correct.
And
I don't want to leave anybody out, but Jesse Melton was with us last night. Jim Pruden was with us last night. Darlene Swaffer was with us last night. And, you know, a few other candidates, but, you know, obviously the ones in Broward I took notice of, and they got private time with Congressman Matt Gaetz last night.
That's important. I know it's getting heated in that in CD21, and it's unfortunate because I was trying, if you saw what I was trying to do, was not to get them attacking each other by focusing on Ted Deutch. And no matter what I did, Harvey and his girlfriend slash wife, whatever it is, has been going and trying to divide the party up. So, because I know their goal is not to support.
Well, here's what Javier is doing. He is bringing out information that would be brought up by the Republican, you know, the Democrat opponent sooner or later anyway. You know, there again, Javi has a unique style to himself, and yes, we'd all like to see him more interested in helping Republicans and beating up the Democrats, but he's doing research on who these people are and therefore giving them an opportunity to correct it before their Democratic opponent gets to them.
You know, stuff that's happened when somebody's 14 years old really is hitting, you know, is crazy. You know, because we all have done it, and trying to find ways to support a young kid before she gets going. It's also, you know, all he's doing is, because he tried that stuff with Kamaz, and I told Kamaz to ignore him and concentrate on Deutch, and end up with a three-ring circus. People don't
even think
there was a backfire on
that one, too.
Yeah, and what he did was got so many people feel sorry for Kamaz that Kamaz won the primary.
Right. Well,
that's what's happening here.
One of the best pieces of advice that you and I can give any candidate: if there's anything in your past, it doesn't matter whether it was, you know, jaywalking, whatever it is. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you my past, and I'm going to tell you the seat I'm running for from day one. And therefore, it's a moot issue. I've already addressed it.
I
agree with you 100%. No matter how bad it is, you should air it. So it doesn't come out down the road.
Here's what I'm looking for. Like, they knew where I was and everything out there, and I didn't care because it was, everything I did was public. I told Jesse, anything that comes out from your past is going to come out now. So come, let it come out, and prepare for it. But at the same time, I also prepared her who Harvey is and what his goal was, because he has a history of doing that going back to 2010, and I knew it was coming, and we all did. So when that America's for Trump thing, they had to fill the form.
He's not doing it on the other candidates. He's only doing it focusing on her. He's not doing it on Fran Flynn. He's not going after Darlene Swaffer. And everybody has a past.
And the best thing the candidate
that was the reason why.
List it before you announce.
Exactly.
Well, that's why. Yeah, anyway, in the meantime, out of all four candidates, Jesse's got the most money. She's also ahead in the polls, and of all the candidates, she's the most enthusiastic. She's charismatic. She's out there and she's doing her thing, and that alone is worth a lot of points, and that's where she's going. In 2021. They're doing the same thing with Laura Luma, and Laura Luma outraised everyone, including Rose Franco, combined. And she's out there, and right now, according to information I'm getting, is that the Democrats already kicked out that seat. They know they're going to lose that seat. In fact, I heard they know they're going to lose that seat, 26 and 27 down here. And they may lose, and they think they're going to lose Ted Deutch. And now the story is that they may lose Debbie's seat. But Carla has a problem.
The main thing is, and something you and I can start stressing, to all of the candidates out there right now that have Republican opponents, once that primary is over with, please understand you have to continue working to get the Republican that got past the primaries on to the next one and to defeat the Democratic candidate. All that intelligence needs to keep going forward to work with the candidate that got over the primary.
Right. And they all got to unite behind the candidate to not keep attacking the candidate. That was the problem with Harvey. And I know Harvey well enough to know that if Jesse wins CD22, he's going to continue it because of his whatever vendetta he may have. That's the thing. And Jesse's prepared for it because she knows his history. And that's the problem. See, if he was actually doing what he said he was doing by exposing things before the get fan, he would do it to all the candidates. He would do it to all the candidates in 21. He would do it to the candidates in 23, 20, and so forth. He didn't.
And the Democratic candidates also.
Right. And if I notice it, and I'm an amateur, so to speak. So is the Democrats.
Yeah.
So, as a committee man, don't you help unite the individuals after the primary so we can get the actual wins?
Well, that would be a wonderful responsibility to have, wouldn't it? To actually sit down and say, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for your service, and we look forward to your continued service. Because all of you guys have intellectual property, you all have the ability to raise money, and you all have supporters. Let's now take forth all of that and help our Republican candidate defeat the Democratic candidate.
That's what we need to do, and that's what I want to see this time around, because we actually have good candidates.
Correct.
And there's a prime race right now, and people... with the way things are going, people are fed up. And they don't want to see the fund the police and stuff like that. And all that. So their ability here in Broward County is, and around the country, is really, really big, using the Democrats' own talking points against them.
Correct. It has to be done correctly, and it can't be in your face, though. It has to be done. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what do you agree with? Here's what we're working on, and I need your help to get it done.
So,
once it becomes confrontational, you've lost.
Okay.
You
what
got
are
my
the
vote.
You already got my vote. Because you already...
Well, I got,
okay,
I,
what do you think about
already.
Two votes. I thank you in advance there.
Yeah. You got,
you're quite welcome. Well, I know you're going to
you,
win. You're the best for the job.
Well, that doesn't always
matter. You're a team player. You're a communicator. You bring people together.
Well, that's what...
You know?
Well, we have... I'm going to say this to you. We have very, very strong Republican unity here in Broward County. The fact that two of my opponents were with me last night at the Matt Gaetz event, you know, it speaks volumes. They were in attendance.
I
if you look at the photos,
yeah, I know,
we're all there. We all get along. And,
yeah, I know.
And
I know
strong.
Andrew was there. I know Andrew was there.
Well, Ben
and
Bennett
he,
was there
and
also.
He, yeah. And Andrew was on the show a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So, you know, and we'd like to get all the candidates, but DiNapoli refuses so far.
That's a personal decision. You know, he's allowed to do that.
He's going to miss a good time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You get good
the
great exposure.
Correct. And
the
if there's an issue out there, correct it. You know, get it corrected. I don't have any problems talking about who I am or what my past is or what I'm trying to get done.
I have a question about school and you being a teacher. Are you looking forward to the way school is starting up this year with homeschooling?
Well, I will tell you that I am definitely old school. I actually enjoy the interaction with the students, but I do understand the concern. You know, if you look at what our businesses have to, the details, the criteria that our businesses have to meet to open, it shouldn't be any more mandates on our business than what it is on our public schools. If our businesses have to use social distancing to open, if they have to wipe everything down after every customer comes through, whatever our mandates on our businesses are should be the same for our public schools.
Do you do school with your students on Zoom?
I'm not sure exactly what the school board mandates will be coming up here. I know they're trying to work something out. But there is nothing like sitting down, you know, because I teach math and financial literacy. There's nothing like sitting down and saying, okay, let's work this together. And you've got to realize that making mistakes is part of learning. And that one-on-one
Absolutely.
Instruction with, you know, me with just 30 kids in the classroom, to have that interaction, I think is much more proven effective than, you know, distance learning. That's my opinion.
I can't wait till we get through this era. I'm telling you.
Right. A lot of parents are very kicking and screaming.
To make sure everybody's safe and healthy and cared for. You know?
Yeah.
Nobody's sick anymore, and we don't lose anybody.
Yeah, this is this is definitely a real virus. It is affecting people. And those that have compromised systems... it makes it's hell on wheels for them. And, you know, we've all been affected by this, and I'm sure it's going to continue on. And there's no real way to, you know, what's the best way to figure this out? It's something, you know, we're all trying to work through this. You know, I know that, all the events that, you know, Celeste and Roger and I do have all now been postponed because of the mandates on businesses. We can only have so many people in at a time. And, you know, our Christmas parties, we usually have 400, 500 people come through. And we can't even plan that yet. And our, you know, our gun range and barbecue.
Yeah,
shows,
I missed
the barbecue
that.
This year. Seeing everyone.
Well,
we need the vaccine.
Yeah, the barbecue and brew event, I think it's on its fourth postponement now. And, you know, there again, like I mentioned, you know, if the Broward businesses have to meet a certain mark, you know, certain mandates, I think our schools should meet the same mandates. You know, across the board.
Because all of our kids have different health issues.
Correct.
And we don't want them hurt. And we certainly don't
and
want
you don't
want
to, you don't want to, and it's, and you don't want to embarrass a child either by saying, oh, you can't come in because you're not healthy. You know, so there's so many
factors.
Exactly, that's
not good either because it's first of all, I would consider it as a bully, you know, to put them alone. You know, if we're going to go to school and sit in the classroom, they all are. That's it.
Right.
And
think about this
one.
When you walk in,
commiserate together.
When you walk into a restaurant, just like at the last Americans for Trump event, the tables were 6 feet apart and there was only two at a table. If that's a mandate on a business, how are you going to mandate that in the classroom?
Because children touch themselves, they touch each other, they touch everything. It's just too hard, especially the little ones.
The kids outside, they're playing and they're doing the pool and everything else, and nobody wears a mask or anything.
Right.
They're just going swimming, things like that. I see that all the time, but in this, you know, outside, nobody really cares. But once you get to a store, you abide by the rules of the store.
Right.
It's going to be interesting how they're going to set up this curriculum so all the children have their books and what they need to do and have that and be ready to matriculate and learn the information.
Correct.
Last semester, they were giving out free computers, remember? Or laptops.
Yeah, towards the end of the year, it's the beginning of the last semester, that's correct. That is correct.
And I'm assuming they're going to be doing the same this time around for the ones that don't have it.
Right, or, you know, new students to Broward County and so forth.
Well,
but, you know, we're living in very interesting and fascinating times, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who would have expected that they brought
everywhere.
A virus here to hurt Trump, which backfired, is not hurting Trump. They hurt the people.
Well, we definitely have a president that loves America and definitely loves the men and women of the United States. I mean, you know, obviously I've met him a few times. I've been at some of the events. And the gentleman is not a politician, but he genuinely loves this country and the men and women of the United States. There's no doubt about that.
And he wants to make sure that everybody's able to get back to work, able to pay the bills, and he will go across party lines if he has to do that.
And go back
and
to sports events.
But people just because his name is Trump is refusing even. Even if you give the Democrats some of what they want, they still won't do it because it's Trump.
Correct. And, see, you know, there again, I think the majority of, you know, us would love to see a Ronald Reagan or even a John F. Kennedy again. But that's not the times we're living in. And, you know I am thankful that, Donald J. Trump is our president. I'm thankful that he won. And I'm definitely looking forward to his reelection. I actually like having freedom and living in this country, and right now it is so compromised.
Right now we're tasting what socialism / communism looks like in some ways.
Yeah, correct. We're still in curfew in Broward County.
And I want to tell you that's something that's good for your students to learn. They can see, they can actually now feel the effects of what Venezuela looks like in other areas based on what's going on.
Well, you know, if you want to learn about socialism and communism, talk to some people that came from those countries. And last night at our event with Matt Gaetz, that was very well attended by Broward County. There were some people there that have lived in other countries under socialism and communism, and their discussion is, what is wrong with the American people? Why won't they see what's going on? And a true concern, because this is the last. We're the last great hope for the entire world. And, you know, there's an American dream, and you can't come up with any other country that has a dream named for it or after it. And if we lose that, we've lost that for the entire world, just not for the United States. And, you know, there again, we have issues, okay? There's no doubt about it. But the ability to raise somebody out of poverty, the ability to get an education, the ability to succeed in life is more prominent in the United States than any other place in the world. And that's what we got to focus on.
I believe a lot of this that's happening in our country will go away after the election.
Or they'll double down even worse. You know, so there's that too. But, it, you know, you got to remember their job
you
is
really
to
believe that?
Undermine and their job is to constantly undermine and upset. And that's what they live for. That's, you know, a lot of people gain success through chaos. And, you know, you have to, you know, it's hard to understand, but a lot of people gain success through chaos.
And can you, by getting success with chaos, such as what's happening now in around the country with Black Lives Matter and Antifa, stuff like that?
Well, there again, you know, you and your listeners can do some research. There's a thing called the Misery Index, and it predicts the election. The more miserable you make the citizens of the United States, the more likely there's going to be a change in the administration. And everybody can Google Misery Index so they can see what I'm talking about and, you know, research on their own so it isn't coming from me per se. And, you know, look for facts. What's really going on here? And, you know, Trump has been undermined since before he won the election. And
do you think
Trump again,
is
going to
win the re-election?
Yes, I do. But I don't want anybody overconfident because we need to still be out there using our due
diligence. I believe we're
going to
take the House, keep the Senate, and Trump's going to win re-election. That's what I believe.
That'll only happen if we work and we keep up our due diligence.
Well, Joe and I are. We're working hard at this.
We had Anthony Sabatini in town, I think, last Friday or Thursday or something like that. And there again, it took somebody from, you know, okay, but think about it. Why did it take someone from out of our county to stand up for our rights? I mean, I know he's a lawyer, but there's lawyers here that could have done the same thing. But it was Anthony Sabatini that came down to Broward County and stood up for our rights.
Because
yeah, he came in, he was at the Broward County courthouse.
Robert, we have a lot of left-wing people here.
Well,
there are a lot of Democrats in this county.
Yeah, and then the Republicans are afraid to upset the Democrats because then they lose a position, lose their power, they go after their job.
Right. They don't want to rock a boat, but I believe rock the boat. You know? Hell.
Yeah.
Ruffle some feathers.
Well, I happen to agree with you, as you know. I mean, you know, I am definitely a conservative. I like supporting our Republican candidates. And I've stepped up to the plate, you know, to run for offices that, you know, my chance of winning may have been 1 or 2%, but I still did what I needed to do, and I ran. And, you know, there again, you know, state committee, man, there's what, 5 in that race?
Something
and there's
like
a
that.
Lot of diversity there. A lot of diversity.
Well, the person sitting in the seat now has done nada.
Well,
with nada, you got nothing.
Done, so.
Zero. Zilch. Maybe there should be a new individual taking a chance in that, and the people need to vote that.
In the committee,
well,
are you part? You're part of Get Out the Vote, right?
Correct.
All right. And making besides the funds and fundraising and things like you had been doing, Ray, with Matt Gaetz down here, and Sabatini, you know, and I knew about Sabatini because of Jesse and her efforts, and Laura Loomer, they're both working on the same idea. And,
think about this one. If the 250,000 registered Republicans in Broward County each donated 2 hours a week, or each donated $5. What an amazing job that would be to get done.
Yep. But that, see, that's part. I guess that's part of Breck as well as everyone else, I would think, including the committee man. If I'm correct, I'm not sure.
Well,
but we need to energize
it. As we all know, if we're counting on somebody else or some organization to do our job, it usually doesn't get done. And I was chairman of Breck, you know, and I was reelected, and then I was outmaneuvered. You know, that happens. And I just continue doing what I always do. I'm still raising money for candidates. I won't give you an amount last night, but it was probably close to $30,000 that we raised last night.
Somewhere. Great number. Wonderful.
And I hope it goes to, does it go to the current candidates?
It went to Matt Gaetz. That was a Matt Gaetz fundraiser last night.
Okay, so it went to Matt Gaetz.
And there again, like I said, Broward was well represented last night. I mean, if you look at the pictures, you'll see the Broward candidates were there. There were a lot of people from Broward that attended it. And there is strong Republican unity in Broward County.
We think that Matt Gaetz is either going to run for Senate in the future or governor after DeSantis.
Well, you can invite him on your show and have that discussion with him. How's that sound? But
sounds great.
He did spend about 4 hours with us last night.
There you go. The only thing, Matt and I, we're Twitter buddies. You know, Twitter buddies. That's about it right now.
Okay. Well, you can.
You know, the Broward County Mayor Holman. Mm-hmm. He has no power. He's just the person put there. I don't understand how he has all this power.
Well, I think, you know, I think that's a position that they just rotate every so many years or something like that. And there again, power is either real or it's perceived. And, you know, call them and ask them to come on your show. Say, you know, how are you getting all this done when you have no real power? Have them explain it to you.
He turned me down. I tried it.
Dean Tarantino.
I'm persistent. I'll get him. I get him to his forums. I do that.
So, yeah.
Anyway,
we're fighting a hard machine.
Oh, absolutely.
I like you to
tell you a very well tuned machine.
I'd like you to tell our audience to how to reach you and the ways to support you. A website, telephone number, whatever you want to give.
My name is Robert W. Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N, and the best support you can give me is your vote for state committee man. I'm not actually doing any fundraising. It's a non-paid position. And, you know, I've heard that, you know, some of my opponents are spending $50,000, $60,000 for a non-paid position, to have a title. I'm not really into titles, I'm into results. But on your ballot, it'll say Robert W. Sutton. If you want to reach out to me, you can get hold of me on my Facebook account. It's under Robert W. Sutton. I know that Celeste Ellich is also running, and she and I have been working together for 10 years, and the focus is to get Republican candidates elected in Broward County.
And I'm letting you know, we are here, the truth is out there, Scarlett and I officially endorsing Robert Sutton for committee man.
You're the only person for the job, because you'll do it
best. Well, I now have two votes, so I do thank you. And,
you're welcome,
because
you have unconditional love for our country. You are a true patriot.
I want to
thank you
for coming on. I want to thank
you're
you for
welcome.
Coming on the show. And again, prayers are for the Edmonds family, and I know that his funeral is going to be up in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Well, that is not never easy and never expected. And as you know, Dan was he was good people, very good people.
Yeah, and I've been very upset for the last 24 hours.
Too young, 54 years old.
Younger
than I am also.
Yeah.
All right.
There are
still many more things for him to have done.
I thank the both of you for having me on your show. And anything I can do to help you or help Republicans get elected in Bradford County, please let me know.
You got
okay,
it.
We'll definitely do that. Thank you so much. Have
thank
a great
you so
evening.
Much.
Thank
have a great
you. God
night.
Bless. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now it's Robert Sutton running for the state committeeman here in Broward County. We have
go,
a 50
Robert,
plus,
go.
So. Go, Bobby, go. Bobby and I go back many
go,
years.
Go, Bobby.
I'm telling you.
You know?
I love the guy. And he's there. He's one, another one. He's just like Dan.
I hope he takes out that one
ways.
Who's there now. Really, $50,000 to win. To have
that
control.
Was Monopoly spending
and he,
that.
And
Dan, Dan told me.
They're
Dan
useless.
Told me that
they're
Monopoly.
Brain dead.
And I think Andrew, Andrew Black also spending tons of money. It's crazy.
Why?
Plus, I think they, it doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't cost, it didn't cost to put on the ballot to go on that. It's a
how
do
we wake
job,
up Republicans,
so get,
Joseph? We need to wake up the
know.
Republican world. And,
I think
it's here.
Every 4
we have
it's
to
every
start.
4 years.
We have to like, give them a zap. Seriously.
No, I'll tell you something.
Soon enough,
tell
we'll
you
do
something.
It.
Yeah. For a that's a non-paying job, and so basically, it's a title, and you just do what you're normally doing, and that's it. It's crazy.
You need a Republican van running up and down the area of Broward County all the time. Be a Republican.
Yeah,
support your Republican. Support your candidate. Run for office.
Yeah. I want to try and see if we could get a hold of one person because he's running towards the
all
end.
All right.
Uh-oh.
It's a surprise call. I love it.
We'll see if we can get this person.
Call this person. Yes.
Let's see if we can get this.
Thank you for calling Sunshine Insurance Associates, your neighborhood Medicare insurance agency and home of Medicare insurance lady.
All right.
Who's that?
No one is available to take your call.
Okay. All right. Dad, we were trying to call one of the candidates, but, you know, what can I tell you? So, anyway, that's all
anyway,
right. Anyway, you know.
So let's talk about, do you think there will be a stimulus or there won't be a stimulus?
There will be a stimulus. It's already done deal. It's just a matter of actually doing it. No. So, we were told that it will be signed within the next 24 to 48 hours by the 7th, which is tomorrow, and go into effect, and everybody in this country that supports that they're supposed to get stimulus will be paid between now and the 7th. There was one issue about extended unemployment that has been resolved, and they're getting 70% of the monies until they get back to work, and that's it. And again, there is, I believe, the cutoff date is September 1st. So the Democrats are going to get about 2/3 of what they want. The Republicans are going to get to win the House seat and not lose everything because the American people need the money. And if they don't get it, they'll lose everything. So if they have
you
to.
You think Robert's right?
So,
it could go the other way. It could get worse after the election. Cannibals.
The Antifa and Black Lives Matter will disappear immediately after Trump wins re-election, and we take back the Senate, take the House. And
okay, but Portland's in a horror.
Antifa may not, but the Antifa's designated as a terror group and will be able to take them out as such. Gitmo. Now, I'm going to try another call, this one for a different area, and we'll see from there.
Okay, go call.
All right. Hold on one second. since I got permission from the legal teams, I have to do this. Let's see if we can get this.
No pickup.
No. All right. Well,
nobody
there
wants
is done.
To talk to us.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. It's okay.
So,
you know, it's a Sunday night. They're probably doing whatever.
See, even Robert believes that Trump is going to win.
Yeah.
And we're going to take the house.
Yeah. In the meantime, everything else is good. It looks like there's some things going on.
What guest is coming on in the future? Anybody good?
On the 29th, which is Wednesday, we have Karima Schmidt. She'll be talking about the First Amendment and religious freedom, among other things. We got other guests coming on. We actually picked up in the end of August, we got a real good Homeland Security stuff. We got the former ICE, the head of ICE, on Brad Johnson, and we also have a gentleman who was a Secret Service and Homeland Security, and also in the CIA station chief coming on. Both people are actually Fox News contributors and OANN contributors. And that's the end of the month. We also got Jim Engel from a former Fox reporter and host coming on in September.
Is he still
and
on Fox or he left?
I think he's on Fox Financials, but I'm not sure. We also got about 100 different conservatives coming on between now and Election Day. November 3rd, and other stuff. Plus, we got the gospel singer. We got a rap singer. We got many different things coming on. We got McGreen coming on, who's running for supervisor elections, which we didn't get the whole of when we'll talk about with Robert Sutton. You know,
we have a musician coming on.
You know, so we got a whole line of guests coming on. Just stay tuned. I'll post them as we go along. There are issues that we need to take care of, so we'll take care of that. And once that's done, we'll be able to keep going and work on that. Robert Sutton said that, you know, mentioned about the Promise Bowling. Yeah. Sutton introduced me to Roger Stone as the leaker. Because I was the one that exposed the Promise Program. Sutton and I were the tag team. We're the ones that actually did some work, exposed it, and went after Runcie as well as got Israel on it. And the day that we did this, went right up Fox News, it was from Jesse to Tucker to Hannity, Laura Ingraham, the whole nine yards. And it was going strong for a few days and stuff like that. And Andrew Pollack got involved, Ryan Petty, all that. So I'm urging everyone to make sure that they vote for Wayne Clark for sheriff, because we don't need
Does Matt Gaetz have a primary?
No, but Matt Gaetz is pretty clear, actually. No, but he's in. Matt Gaetz is a senior.
Is he running
one,
a hard race against
panhandle.
A Democrat?
No, it's his race to lose. I think he's right. The reason why I asked Bob about the that he's looking for a Senate or governorship is because of that he's got his raising funds. He's got that seat sold up, basically.
Okay.
There's no
That's why I was asking if it was a hardship.
That district is ultra right. It's like the CD19 on this, in Southwest Florida. That's also whoever wins that primary is the congressman, because the Democrats don't have a shot there. You know, there is we could flip Charlie Crist at CD13 with George Buck.
There's a lot of possibilities in the state.
As long as they continue with what's going on in Democratic cities and stuff, it's going to make it very easy for Republicans to win across the board. They just need to make sure they do their job and get the stimulus package cleaned up and to the people this week, so they could pay their bills, because you got rent and other utilities and stuff coming up. And with the people not really working that much, and because the kids going back to school and stuff like that, and other stuff.
I don't think they care.
So anyway,
Congress needs to get off their ass.
And get at least get the things done. Let them have the stupid unemployment until September. It's the right move. Mitch McConnell's not starving.
He's not going to live on the street.
Mitch is going to lose the Senate if he doesn't give in. He has to. This is one time he needs to go and give and help the people that are out of
the
job.
You know, last time he wasn't hard. Why is he being so hard this time?
I don't think he is. I think he's just positioning himself. He's fine. There is a deal in place. The deal is 70% of the thing. Yeah, well, that's what we need term limits for. Or on both sides. We need term limits on both sides.
No, I mean, we should take him out as the head guy and put somebody else there.
That's what matters. We need term limits.
Ted Cruz would have had to
stud. Yeah. We need term limits, period. 2 6-year terms for the Senate, 3 2-year terms for the House. That's it. No more. Because if people keep voting down parties and they don't change, we need to change things every so often.
And why not?
Anyway, we're coming to the end of the show.
Let's
we got 2 minutes
to change. Let's close the show with a note on Dan. Dan, wherever you are, I hope you're looking down and saying everything's great. You know,
yeah.
And you got your
wings.
You're not in pain anymore.
You're not in pain anymore.
I bet you're up
in there watching, in Fenway Park, watching the old Boston Red Sox play and win to Ted Williams's of the world and stuff like that. And
that's right.
The Boston Bruins and the New England Patriots and all that stuff up there. God bless you all.
My condolences to his mother and father and his brother and the kids.
My condolences to the Edmonds family. He is going to be missed. I love the guy despite the little argument at the end. He will always be my friend. God bless you. Have a great day.
Good night, everybody.
My children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time.